to the citizens of our great republic, mainly the internally displaced, those stranded at the IDP's camps, to you who left to seek refuge in the neighboring countries, and our citizens in the diaspora, I say greetings to you all in the name of peace. Over the last 7 years, you, the people of South Sudan, have been resilient in your desire for peace. And today, you have it by the grace of God. On April 9, 2019, the world witnessed how God loves the people of South Sudan when he led the leaders of this country to his altar, the Vatican, and allow us to pray in fellowship with His Grace, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Justin Welby, former moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Scotland, Reverend Dr. John P. Chalmers, and the Holy Father, Pope Francis of the Catholic Church. Your Holiness, God has answered your prayers, and peace has come to South Sudan. My fellow South Sudanese, from 1955 to 2005, the price for our freedom has been high. In the valleys of these vast lands, from the swamp land of Greater Upper Nile, Greater Bahr al-Ghazal, and to the slope mountains of Greater Equatoria, lies the bones and flesh of our heroes, including our founding father, Dr. John Garang de Mabior. I honored their sacrifice and spirit. And to the SPLM, SPLA veterans across this country or wherever they might be today, I honor you in the name of South Sudan. I am addressing you today for the first time as one of the vice presidents brought in this position by the revitalized peace agreement on the resolution to the conflict in South Sudan. Over the last 7 years, the people of this potentially great country have endured unimaginable suffering. So many young lives were cut short, and others will forever suffer from severe traumatic stress caused by the 2013 conflict. To preserve the peace and unity in this country, we must achieve moral recovery and repair the broken social fabric among our people. Every South Sudanese must honestly admit to his or her neighbor certain things we have done to each other for us to go forward. Let us stop the vitriolic words against each other and turn the wheels of our history towards the future. Although these are the most segregated times in our young country history, we must, in the spirit of peace today, unite together and move forward as one people. To do so will require every citizen to support this government, point out leadership shortfalls, and work with open hearts so we can all redirect the way forward for this nation. If we ask the question of why we have not achieved anything in this country, you will find it is because we have not unleashed the individual genius of our citizens. we have failed as leaders and brought to you this unnecessary war. But this time, we as leaders must assure freedom, justice, and human dignity to each citizen of this country and give space to our citizens so they can join human race in technological in dignity and above all, infrastructure and development. We must understand that engine of economic growth is the citizen of South Sudan, and that require your government to create a conducive environment where each of you can farm, start a business, and go to school without fear for your lives. In this new beginning, we must pledge to win the war against poverty, tribalism, and corruption to guarantee a better future for our children and grandchildren. Every South Sudanese knows that the struggles led by dear husband Dr. John Garang and the SPLM was won because moral courage and desire to be free. SPLM was not paying its soldiers to fight the war. They sacrificed for you, the young generation of today and tomorrow. Statesmanship is a weapon free citizens use to get involved in the governance affairs in their own country. So I encourage all young people of this nation to sacrifice in the pursuit of peaceful coexistence and become champion against tribalism. Let the nation building begin with you in your house and your neighborhood. Make friends with people who are from other communities to create a society of equal brotherhood and sisterhood. For us to achieve Dr. John's vision for you, I urge you to have a reassurance of renewed national pride grounded in your love for the country above your tribe. Let us all celebrate this peace, work to create democratic values through a spirit of love, friendship, and one people. So today, we must all adopt new creed by these words from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and I quote, "Use me, God. Show me how to take who I am, who I want to be, and what I can do, and use it for a purpose greater than myself." Last but not least, I wanted to say thank you to IGAD, to AU, to those who participated in this peace. The international community, I wanted to thank you today. I don't think I will find another chance of saying thank you for what you have done for our people. When I saw it in Addis, you were more worried for our people than ourselves. Thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless South Sudan. God bless our President Salva Kiir Mayardit. Thank you.